Okay, bye bye, Sister Charlotte. Thank you so much. Oh, that is so sad.
What happened, Cora?
Sister Betty died and she didn't have a will. Oh. And her children were left with nothing. That's why it's so good to prepare your home going. It makes it so much easier on the family.
Hey, Brown.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Mr. Brown. Do you have a will?
Cora, you know we got a will. He your cousin? Duh.
Mr. Brown, not that kind of will.
Will. It ensures that folk get what you want when you go over yonder.
Well, when that happened to me, if anybody want anything, they can come over yonder and get it. But except for you, Edna, I'm not going down that low. You be down there by yourself.
We all have to prepare for heaven.
What the is the devil trying to preach? You know, everybody preaching heaven ain't going. Mm. She done been kicked out twice already. Got to the gate. Nope. You ready to go to heaven? You prepared? Okay, confess all your sins.
Hey, look, you don't have enough time, Brown. I'm talking about going way back to the first grade.
Ooh, you a sinner.
I'm going online and look up some information for you about wills, Mr. Brown, okay?
Oh, Cora, wills are for rich people. You know how, like, black people do after the funeral? Lord, we've been at the funeral. Lord, did I took them? I want to go where they put me in there. Put me in there. Then they get back to the house. That's my shirt. Mama left me that shirt. No, girl, that's my shoe. Give me my shoe. Give me my shirt. I'm a pig. You better give me my shirt. Oh, no. Now, you better get that wheel, because I'm about to have a heart attack. Girl, when I go, I want y'all to come back to the house and make a big old circle. And I want y'all to just fight it out till y'all bleeding. And whoever wins can take all my stuff. I want his clothes. Give me his boots. Take my right shoes, girl. You get to keep my boots, though. Don't you give nobody my boots.
He's stealing home.
And he's out of there. Good throw, Joaquin. You keep playing like that, you're not going to need me anymore.
But we do make a good team, though.
That's right.
Joaquin, baby, it's almost time for dinner. Why don't you get in there and wash your hands, okay?
Okay. I'll be right back.
Oh, Eddie, thank you so much for helping Joaquin out. You don't know how much this means to us.
What are friends for? I enjoy it. Joaquin's a great kid. I don't get to see my own kids, you know, since the divorce.
I'm so sorry about that. You know, it's really unfair that they won't let you see your kids.
Well, that's not what the judge said. Anyway, it's just water under the bridge.
Well, if it matters, Joaquin thinks you walk on water.
Believe me, I don't. So, how does it feel to be an instant mom?
Oh, that. Yeah, to be honest, it can be a little overwhelming at times. These kids, they leave their clothes everywhere, they won't eat their vegetables, and are they cranky in the morning?
Yeah. Will's always been like that.
Coach Eddie, can you stay for dinner?
Oh, sorry, champ. Gotta go home.
We're still going to the batting cages tomorrow before the game, right?
You bet.
Hey, maybe I can come with you guys.
Nah, that's okay, Will. You know, Coach Eddie, he's helping me with my batting stance. You know, that whole trying to be good thing? Maybe Sasha can take
it. Only if you clean your room.
Oh, that's funny. You got jokes. You the pitcher, I'm the hitter. Man, go ahead.
Tanner! Get there! Will, don't sneak up behind me like that. Do you have a death wish? I could have crushed your head like a bag of potato chips.
Can I try to ask you something in your private?
I beg your pardon?
Colonel, I'm trying to ask you, do you have a will?
Of course I do. See, I'm not letting the government put its greedy, grubby hands on my assets.
Well, I don't want the government's hands all over my assets either. Mm-hmm. So having a will is good, then.
Oh, having a will is a great thing. See, I want to make sure my daughter is left here provided for. Now, you got a will, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well, you might as well throw chloride in the street, butt naked and penniless.
Well, now, why you say that?
Because if you don't have a will, your estate could be tied up in the courts for years, and Cora could be left here homeless and broke.
Oh, she ain't got car work for the public school system, so she all right.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, she could be left here homeless and broke.
Well, I need to get a will then.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown.
Huh?
I found several forms.
Okay, what you got, Cora?
Okay, on estate planning. Okay, a power of attorney.
Don't explain. Just give it
to me. Wait a minute now. Don't you want to read over it first?
No.
Look over it.
Cora, I don't want you out on them streets, broke, homeless, penniless, walking around with them short, short britches on, showing your tail, with your butt cheeks out, you trying to sell your body, and you on rock. I'd do anything for a rock. I'd wash a car for a rock.
Mr. Boyd, just this is where you sign. Sign right here.
I feel so sorry for you on crack and stuff. You need to go to rehabilitation right now. Call the church and tell them you won't sign up. Leroy Theodore Exodus Leviticus. There you go, Cora.
Thank you.
I don't want you on that stuff, Cora.
Mr. Brown, I'm not going to be on that stuff.
You'll
Thank
be stripping
you.
Trying to get food. You have a sign, we'll strip for food. Cora, I don't want that.
Mr. Brown, thank you. I'm so glad you got this taken care of.
Thank you, Cora. I'm worried about you. Yeah, Cora will take care of me. See, that's my baby.
Yeah, Brown.
Huh?
You know, that was a big mistake.
I thought you said doing a will was good.
Of course it is, Brown. But you can't let her know you have a will. See, my daughter don't know I have a will.
Why not?
Because, I mean, she put me here in this rat hole of a retirement home. No offense.
Some taken.
See, now, I don't know what she'd do if she knew I had a will. I mean, you know money is the root of all evil.
No, no, no. The love of money is the root of all evil. And Cora don't have an evil bone in her body.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah, Brown, but see, that was before she knew she was going to inherit all this.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Well, on the other hand, yeah, you might be all right.
Oh, yes. You know, I got quite the estate here.
Yes, you do.
Oh, look at this painting right here. This painting was crafted by hands. Ooh, look at this right here. This wallpaper was hung by the Mona Lisa. Yes, Queen Elizabeth flew it in from Portugal.
Flew it in, huh?
Yes, back in the early 1901s. Do you know who this is on this picture?
Your cousin?
No, that's the real George Washington.
Is that right? The real George Washington?
The first black president. Don't be fooled.
I'm not.
Oh, look, I got so much to give. It's gonna be rich.
She might kill you off right quick for this.
You think so?
I know
so. Wow, Cora wouldn't do that. She
loves is valuable.
She loves it. I done told Cora to stop leaving this thing in the middle of the floor. Somebody could fall and break their neck and kill their cell phone. She trying to kill me. You think she trying to make me kick the bucket?
I'm just saying.
I don't want to die. I'm too young.
I don't know about that.
Joaquin! Joaquin, come on, man. You ready? Coach Eddie will be here any minute. We got to go.
Coming!
Look at you. Looking like a champ. All right. Check this out. I'm going to show you something.
What in the world are you going to show
me? Look here. Why don't you start by just showing me the grip on your fastball.
Okay.
All right. Now let me show you something. Take your thumb, put it right under there, right under the bottom of that seam right there. You see that? Okay. Take those four fingers, close them up a little bit. Nice and tight. All right. Throw a fastball like that, nobody will be able to hit you.
Cool. Where'd you learn that?
Well, nice little story goes with this. When I was in college, there was this game.
Oh, Joaquin, look at you, how handsome.
Baby.
Oh, I need that camera.
Baby, I'm getting ready to tell my story.
You're so all cute. Right. Will, you're always telling that story.
No,
okay, this is Joaquin's moment, right?
I can't get through the story because you always interrupt.
Joaquin, okay, baby, I want you to go ahead and hit your pitcher stance, okay? I want you to give me a pose, right? Baby, get out the way. I want this to be cute.
I'm trying to get my tutelage in the photo.
Baby, could you stop talking for 1 minute and You ready?
Sure.
All right, strike a pose, Joaquin.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing, man? Stop that.
What is he doing?
Well, whenever Coach Eddie takes my picture, he tells me to take my shirt off.
He what?
Oh, shoot. Man, he's gonna be mad at me. That was supposed to be our secret. Coach Eddie's here!
Hey, guys. Joaquin, we gotta get a move on.
What's this about you taking pictures of Joaquin?
Oh, I was just taking pictures of his uniform.
Why are you so nervous, Eddie?
Because we're going to be late to the game.
Okay, so these are the kids that are on the team, and these are the parents, okay? If you have any questions, just let us know. Thank you, officer.
Can't believe I trusted him. How could I have been so stupid? You know, I've known Eddie since college. I could have never seen this.
Baby, how were you supposed to know?
Oh, baby, it's... I put Joaquin in danger. That's all I can think about.
No, baby, you didn't. You were trying to protect him. Honey, I can assure you that Eddie will not have the nerve to set foot in this house again.
What happened to Coach Eddie?
Baby, Coach Eddie had to go away.
But what about the game?
Look, the game is canceled, okay?
Coach Eddie.
Coach Eddie's not going to be coaching any kids anymore.
Why? Why not?
Sweetheart, why don't you just have a seat, okay?
Okay.
Joaquin, did Coach Eddie ever touch you?
What do you mean?
She means when he took the pictures of you, did he touch you in any way?
No.
Okay. Now, Joaquin, you don't have to be afraid, all right? You don't have to hide anything. It's okay.
Baby, look. You remember we had that talk about good touch and bad touch?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what you remember about that?
That nobody should touch my private parts.
Okay.
So did Coach Eddie touch you like that?
I said no! Why do you guys have to keep asking me? I want Coach Eddie to come back.
Joaquin, I'm just trying... Joaquin, I'm trying to ask you a question! Joaquin!
Baby, come here. Stop. Have you noticed how strange Mr. Brown has been acting?
And what about that is different than any other day?
Oh, my Lord, it's ants all in the windowsill. They're everywhere.
Those are very hard to get rid of. Do you have any bug spray around here?
I don't know, but it's going to take some serious poison to kill them.
Poison is good, but it's too slow.
You were right. They trying to kill me. She plotting with Edna to kill me right now. They could...
What?
Yeah, listen.
Why don't we set a trap?
Well, long as I don't have to watch him die.
Oh, I do them all the time. You'll get used to it.
She done killed all of... What they think I am, a raccoon? They gonna put a trap in? She a black widow.
Widow.
I know just the person who could handle this.
Really? Uh-huh. Is he expensive?
Oh, no, he's cheap. Calls himself the exterminator. He's in and out, gets the job done, doesn't leave a mess. You never even know he was here.
Oh, Miss Edna, that sounds like one of your men.
Okay, that's it, Colonel. If I die, evict Edna. She is out of here. They won't even pay no money to have nobody to kill me. They cheap.
Do you think the Colonel would help us? You know, we're going to need a man's help.
Well, would you?
Well, it all depends on how much they paying. Just kidding. Sort of.
Okay, now that's just a little secret between me and you, okay?
Oh. All right.
What are they gonna get me?
It's the door. Mr. Brown!
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Mr. Brown. You must be starving. You haven't eaten all day.
You No, Cora, I'm all right. I'm not hungry.
You know, I already fixed your plate.
No, I can fix my own plate. I don't want nothing from here.
Now, don't be silly, Mr. Brown. I have a plate right here I made for you.
How about a muffin, Mr. Brown?
I don't want that.
Yes, well, here. Now, if you don't eat, you're going to starve to death.
Death. Starve. Carter, you trying to kill me. What you got in there, salmonella?
No, this is a good plate.
You got some of that swine flu in there, Carter.
Here, Mr. Brown.
Carter, that's a pandemic.
Here, Mr.
You trying to feed me pandemic,
here,
Carter.
Mr. Brown.
I don't want no pandemic.
What's wrong with you?
Carter, y'all trying to kill me.
No.
I'm watching y'all. I'm watching both of y'all. I see you. And I know what y'all trying to do, and y'all not gonna do it. Y'all not finna try to kill me up in my own house. I'm not gonna have it.
Mr. Brown.
You can't kill me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you're not gonna do it. And I'm watching you. Just give me a reason.
Hey.
What happened to Coach Eddie?
Coach Eddie did something bad.
What did he do?
Well, you remember how he took those pictures of you without your shirt on?
Yeah.
Well, that was wrong, and he knew that was wrong.
But he said it was okay.
Well, it wasn't okay.
Are you mad at me?
No. I'm not mad at you. Look, he should have never done that, and he definitely should have never asked you to keep that a secret.
But he said we were special friends.
Listen, adults don't keep secrets with little kids, and friends don't hurt each other.
But he didn't hurt me.
I know, Joaquin, but chances are he probably would have. Now, look, I want you to be able to come to me and Sasha about anything, okay?
Okay. Will?
Yeah?
Could you show me that grip for the fastball again?
Sure, pal. All right. Imagine that's the plate, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Take those two fingers, just like I told you before.
Oh, poor thing. Look at him. He must be exhausted.
Well, I can understand how that one brain cell running around by itself could make him tired.
Oh, poor thing. Hadn't eaten all day. You're going to wake up starving. He looks so uncomfortable. I want to get you a pillow.
She's trying to kill me!
Wait a minute!
Carter trying to kill me. You gotta stop.
I am not, Carter. I'm not trying to kill him.
You a lie. You a lie.
I'm not a lie.
Liz, Carter, you trying to run off with my money, my diamonds, my pearls, my furs. You trying to kill me.
Where would you get some stupid idea like that from?
Good night, everybody.
Anybody, and especially you. Daddy, what is wrong with you?
Well, what was all the stuff about poison? Get a rat trap. We gonna kill him. Y'all couldn't even get a decent bear or somebody to kill me. At least you kill me, get somebody expensive. Don't get no cheap killer. He ain't gonna kill me, right?
Mr. Brown, we were hiring a professional for the ants.
You trying to kill your auntie too?
Ants, Mr. Brown. Insects. Ants.
Oh, ants. Like,
how do you know how they look?
Because I had an ant phone call. I thought you was trying to send me where my daddy was.
No, Mr. Brown. I'm not trying to send you away. I don't want to lose you. I want you to be here for a very long time. You're my daddy. I just want to make sure all your wishes were carried out when you're gone.
Well, how you know I'm going to be gone first, Carl?
I don't know, but just in case, everything is in order.
Cora, I thought you was trying to kill me, girl.
Well, I want to kill you. I love you.
Lord, I said, Cora, trying to kill me. I looked at you, I said, Cora, you a murderer.
I'm serious.
Cora, can you you do your daddy a favor?
Yes, what is it? Sure.
Can you fix me a plate?
Oh, I would love to.
Girl, my stomach just bit my liver. Carver.
Yes?
When you fix my plate,
uh-huh.
Do me another favor.
Yeah, what is it?
You taste it first.
Yeah, I don't know you like that.